kind of other communities or programs are you in besides the?
Like I said, the Combine program, Filipino Student Union. I was the founding president in its first year, and then I was very active in it for like the first, I'd say, 3 years. It's about to push its fourth year in the fall. It seems like a long time ago, but yeah, we've done so much already within the campus at Skyline. I would say the Filipino Student Union is one of the most active student groups on campus right now. And back then, when we first started it, because we just like shot up from the ground. And then from there, like I said, I met other members of the community, like Romeo Garcia, Nate Navado, and then they introduced me to other folks. At the time that Romeo was reaching out to us at FSU, he was trying to start this youth group in Daly City called Filipino Youth Coalition. And we got together, and it kickstarted at Westmore High. And then now there are members of PYC, SMC, the San Mateo County, who go to Westmore, Jefferson, Oceana, South San Francisco High, and El Camino High. So it's growing. It's a growing family. And then from that group, a year after that group, or a couple months after that group was formed, some of the older members, I would say, wanted to really support programs for the youth, and we formed the Liwanag Cultural Center because we thought that, or we felt that, and still do, that it's really important to take care of the youth because the future of a community falls on the youth's hands, or is in the youth's hands. So with the Liwanag Cultural Center, I feel I really blossomed into, wow, I've never called myself this, a community leader, an organizer. It's so weird hearing those words come out of my mouth because I never think of myself as that. Coming from like a small town in the Philippines, and now I'm here and all of this. Liwanag, it translates to light, and some people would say enlightenment and stuff like that. Basically, what we are is just to shine light on the issues that are important to the youth, that really concern the youth, and whatever concerns the youth concerns the community. So in order for us to take care of each other in the community, we need to take care of our youth. So we offer programs like PYC is one of our like main programs. And then an upcoming program that we have, this is going to be the second year, is the Filipino Community Commencement. There's not the numbers of retention of the students that enroll in high school. There's a lot of Filipino youth that enroll in high school freshman year, but not the same numbers when they get to senior year. If the numbers decline. So we're trying to encourage education, higher learning, so that the freshmen that enroll graduate and move on to something more than just high school certificate, 2 year transferring to a 4 year, getting your BS, maybe going on to master's, maybe going a step further, whatever it is, just something other than high school, because there's so many things you can learn out there, and that's what we're trying to do with FKK. What else? There are so many other programs, but my mind is just blank right now. There's so many upcoming things, and there's just too much, and I don't want to overload. There's Catch Up, which is Cultural Arts Teaches Cultural History, Uniting Filipinos and Filipino Americans. Wow. What that is a program that basically enables the youth to take part in workshops that teach art and history and culture using art as a medium. So whatever it is, spoken word, painting, drawing, sketching, whatever, rapping, graffiti art, shadow puppetry, whatever it is, artistically. You can teach the culture, your Filipino culture or your own culture, Filipino-American culture, whatever, daily city culture, and use the art as a medium to teach history. Because with culture, it's history. You need to have history to be able to have culture. So it kind of just goes together. What else? Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, LKC really opened my eyes to so many other avenues that I could express myself in. And Kawain program, I think, is one of the main roots from that. Because if I wasn't involved with the Kawain program, I don't think FSU was going to happen. If not for FSU, PYC, I wouldn't know all these other magnificent people that have taught me so much. So...